BBC Radio Bristol.
So, pregnancy cravings. You may have watched some of these being used as comic devices on sitcoms and what have you, but a third of women are likely to have a bit of a craving, and it's not just food. They may find themselves eating soap or chalk or toothpaste or maybe even licking power tools. Yeah. Let's speak to Jo Travers, who's a nutritionist. Jo, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Is a pregnancy craving actually your body's way of telling you you need something?
Well, basically...
I think the well there gave it away.
Yeah. When you're pregnant, hormones are all over the place and they're causing all sorts of havoc. And one of the things that can be affected is your sense of taste. And a craving is caused by a chemical change in the brain which convinces us that we are lacking something. Mm. Now, actually, whether it's lacking a nutritional thing or not is really open to discussion. And there's no hard evidence that actually it's something we really need nutritionally. For example, we're not really going to get very much from licking a power tool or ingesting some toothpaste. But yeah, there is a school of thought that thinks, yeah, if you're craving sweets and chocolate, it might be because you need a little bit of extra energy.
But you say sweets and chocolates, but there are some of the cravings that have come up here, including Mars bars and bacon. Now, I'm not sure what need that might satisfy other than the fact that your taste buds are a bit skew-whiff.
Exactly, yeah, which is why, you know, nobody really knows why we have these bizarre cravings. And they can get really, really extreme during pregnancy. Mm. And lots of mums are a bit embarrassed about it, really. But actually, there's no need. Everybody experiences at some point in their pregnancy some period of craving something or another. And some of them are bizarre. But hey, you know, lots of bizarre things happen to us when we're pregnant. So we should celebrate them, really.
But I suppose the balance here, Jo, is not feeling guilty about your cravings. But obviously, if you are feeling the need, and this is a genuine craving, I understand, of going to a hardware shop and licking nails, is to try and resist that one.
Yeah, I mean, licking the odd nail is not really going to cause you very many problems.
No.
If you were to ingest a nail, it might be a bit uncomfortable. But yeah, so we'll put it in perspective, really. If you are at all worried about any of the cravings you're having or, you know, you need some further advice, there's plenty of places you can go to. Speak to your midwife, have a look at the Food Standards Agency website. You know, there are places you can go if you need some support. But if you just want to chat about it with other mums that are in the same boat, then, you know, an online community where it's a safe, kind of fun, social environment is a really nice place to do it.
Are there particular popular cravings? Because you've very kindly provided me a list of banana with Marmite.
Yeah.
Frankly, anything with Marmite is weird. There's another one here as well. Prawn cocktail crisps and strawberry yogurt. Now, I sort of get that one. We were talking about this first thing this morning because that's only like crisps and dip, isn't it?
Yeah, and actually prawn cocktail crisps are quite sweet as well.
Yes.
So it's not one of the most bizarre ones. They can get quite extreme. Like you say, bananas and Marmite is a bit of an odd one. Sausages and jam. Also, I've found in...
But see, sausages and jam, when you think about it, isn't, because you put cranberry sauce on turkey.
Yeah, very true, very true. So perhaps, really, you're quite empathetic with these pregnant ladies.
I am. Because I sort of get, I mean, there are, bananas and Marmite are just a bit peculiar. I mean,
yeah.
Unless, of course, you're Heston Blumenthal and you probably would make a career out of it. But I just wonder whether there are common cravings, because this, maybe there are women who've been through pregnancy who felt a bit sort of guilty and have been sort of satisfying their craving in the understair store cupboard.
Yeah, I mean, the cravings generally fall into about three or four broad categories. So there's the people who crave sweet things, then there's the salty flavours that they crave, and the sour, pickly ones. And then you get the kind of odd combinations of the three. And then you get the non-food items as well that people crave. So there's different aspects, and it can change throughout pregnancy as well. So you might crave one thing in the beginning and something completely different at the end. So, you know, and it is a bit weird. And it is a bit wacky, but actually it's nothing to worry about.
We'll leave it there. Jo Travers, nutritionist, thank you very much
for
joining me
much.
This morning here on BBC Radio Bristol. And if you have a particularly strange or peculiar craving and you want to share it with me, 0845 905 949 is that number that gets you to me on BBC Radio Bristol.